A bunch of us from Netskills have been down in London over the last couple of days for a few conferences, and I just wanted to get some ideas down about the one that some of us went to yesterday, which was called Mediating Boundaries. It's about communities of practice, particularly within the business and community engagement side of what JISC do, but not exclusively. I'm not part of any BCE projects myself, but it was still pretty interesting. It was based around a keynote delivered by a lovely chap called Etienne Wenger, who seems to have a permanent smile on his face that he's enjoying life so completely, which was great to watch. And he talked about a lot of things to do with roles within communities of practice, which I think have important lessons for us in Netskills. One of the things he talked quite a lot about, and we discussed a lot at the roundtable sessions, was the role of something called the technology steward, to use Wenger's term there. Somebody that has sort of a reversible identity. I think he described it as part geek, part sociologist. Somebody that is able, as part of a community of practice, to look at technology, and the kind of the social media and what sort of tools are available, but to be able to relate that quite easily to a community of practice that isn't necessarily so technologically literate. We've been discussing quite a lot in Netskills over the last couple of days our own collective identity, and I think there's a few lessons that we can take away from some of the points that were raised at the conference as to, you know, how at Netskills we can place ourselves as technology stewards. There were a lot of points raised about issues of identity. So knowing who you are as a learner is really quite important. There was an issue raised about school curriculum in particular, but not exclusively, I don't think, where you have a setup which, despite the best efforts of, I think, a lot of really great teachers, is still curriculum oriented. It's all about learning stuff, having stuff delivered to you, which you absorb. Where really Etienne Wenger was arguing for an identity oriented curriculum, which I haven't completely got my head around yet. But I mean, to take one example of why an identity oriented curriculum is important, we were talking about the risks of overload as part of the roundtable discussions, where you could be part of many, many different communities of practice, lots and lots of different networks, and there's the danger of kind of overload with that and not being able to engage properly with any of them, because it's just overwhelming, you can't do it. So how do you decide your level of engagement with each of your different networks? How do you filter out the information which you don't need and to be able to live your life, really? And the argument was that, well, you can't do that unless you have a strong sense of your own identity as a learner. What is it that you're good at? What are the relationships that you want to foster, and all that sort of stuff. So identity being quite an important thing there. E-portfolios came up very, very briefly, which is interesting to me because that's kind of my bag at the moment. There was a discussion about how do you take the accountability of your learning, which, you know, is a very difficult thing to quantify, or to make computable, which was Wenger's term. And how do you turn that into something which you can then be accountable for and can be measured? He talked about sort of horizontal and vertical accountability. E-portfolios are quite a good way of doing that, was the discussion. So in e-portfolios, you combine experiences of your informal and formal learning and you turn it into something which is presentable to an audience, and then can be measured. So I think there's a bit of thinking for me to do about that. Last thing, the phrase which I really quite liked about the conference was this thing about love your lurkers, which I thought was really good. You know, lurkers, they may be frustrating for people that are responsible for communities of practice, but remember that these people will be parts of other networks and will be spreading the word about what they learn, probably passively in one area, and take it and do it actively in another.